Now taking a look at sports here on KJAN, starting off with the girls' state basketball tournament. We had a game for you in the afternoon yesterday. The Exira EHK Spartans started strong against two-time defending champion Springville, but couldn't sustain that momentum through the rest of the game and fell 57-41 in the Class 1A semifinal matchup. The Spartans jumped out to an early 8-2 lead, but the Orioles sank 3 three-pointer shots to take their first lead by the end of the first quarter at 13-11. And then they pushed that advantage out to 29-18 by halftime, and then really put the game out of reach by outscoring the Spartans 19-11 in the third quarter. Springville's defense was a big factor as they packed in the lane with a 2-3 zone to keep the ball away from Sophia Peppers and Keeley Nelson. The Orioles forced 20 Spartan turnovers and led to the points off turnovers category 26-3. Star post player Michaela Nahazel finished with 15 points, 4 rebounds to lead Springville back to the 1A state title game for the fourth straight season. Fellow seniors Maddie Wagaman and Riley Minster also finished in double figures. They had 13 and 12 respectively. The Orioles will try for their third straight title tonight, 7 o'clock. They'll take on Newell Fonda in the state championship game. The Spartans were led by 13 points from Sophia Peppers and 8 each from Ellie Schultes and Cameron Waymeyer. Peppers and fellow senior Keeley Nelson ended an illustrious career for Exira EHK with a career record of 96-6 and 72-1 in the Rolling Valley Conference. And afterwards, Exira EHK senior Sophia Peppers talked about the mistakes that they made that led to the loss yesterday.
I just found out we had 20 turnovers, and we can't do that versus a team like this. They're a great basketball team, and we knew that. And I guess we just didn't take the one day preparation to heart, or else we could have been fine if we would have just focused and played our game.
And Exira EHK head coach Tom Peterson talked about they just didn't shoot the ball well enough as well to win the game.
Chris, our shooting percentage at 28%. You've got to be able to make shots against their zone. If you don't, it's just going to be hard to make that ground up. Their length and athleticism causes you some fits on the inside. You know, I mean, I still felt good. I mean, I can promise you I wasn't. My girls were not afraid of this basketball team that we played today.
And sophomore Ellie Schultes also echoed those sentiments about just making some mistakes early in the game.
Yeah, we had some really sloppy passes. We knew that was going to be one of the toughest things coming into the game. Is they have really long arms, and they're all over the place. And, you know, we just didn't execute well in the beginning, and that kind of cut us back a little bit. We didn't do as well as we thought we would passing-wise.
And Peppers reflected on the accomplishments that this senior class has had and this team has had here through the past successful run.
I'm glad to be part of a program that has so much success to it. And my end of my high school career, I've been to state 4 times. I've lost 6 games total, and 96-6. So, I mean, that's just awesome to be a part of. We have nothing to hang our heads about. We did great. It's awesome to end the season with the state tournament. A lot of people can't say that they've done that.
And Coach Peterson talked about the pride he has and what this team has accomplished.
More importantly, and we don't talk about wins. I know that everybody else don't take this well. I know the media does because that's what everybody looks at. If you look at the character of the kids that I have, I wouldn't trade them for anything. And those two seniors have led by example from day one. They were both quiet as little freshmen, and Keeley is still quiet. But, no, you know, they've really grown up a lot over the last 4 years, and I love them to death. We're a close group of people, my basketball team is, and that's how it needs to be, you know, because I don't need them to be best friends, and they're not, you know, and I understand that. But when they get together over a four-month span, if you actually put your heart and everything together, this is where you finish. And, you know, I can't say enough about my kids. I'm extremely proud.
And once again, the Spartans see their season come to a close. Hats off for another successful run there for Exira EHK. And the other state tournament games yesterday in Class 5A and 4A, they had their championship games yesterday. And in the 5A championship, it was Iowa City West finally finding a way to beat their arch rival, Iowa City High, as they were able to win that game 56-45. West had lost to Iowa City High twice in the regular season, the last time during a slump in which they lost 5 of 6, but they recovered to finish with 8 straight victories and claim their second state title after holding their 3 straight tournament opponents to an average of 47.7 points a game. Their last effort on defense was the most impressive of all. City High, led by Iowa State recruit Ashley Jones, had come in averaging 70 right, come in averaging 17 points a game through the first three quarters as the City Hawks managed only 29. West also had a great balance on offense, and Lauren Zacharias scored 15 points. Logan Cook had 14, and Kaylin Morgan added 10. Rachel Saunders made a major contribution by grabbing 12 rebounds and scored 7 points. Jones finished with 26 points after getting 14 in the fourth quarter. She made 8 of 14 shots, but had to work very hard for every one of those baskets because West ran a second defender at her every time she touched the ball. In Class 4A, Marion has a lot of players who can score, so it's hard to guard them all, and that's why the Indians are the Class 4A state champions. Top-ranked Marion unleashed another barrage of three-point baskets and capped an unbeaten season by beating number 3 Goodell 69-48 to claim their first state title. Marion won all three of its state tournament games by double figures and along the way set a tournament record by making 36 three-pointers. The Indians were 13 of 29 from long range in the final, and five players knocked down at least one tray. The old record for threes was 30 by Pocahontas area last year. The Marion players also kept their composure against a team that has thrived on pressing and getting steals. The Indians committed only five turnovers and often got open shots by breaking the press. Also yesterday in the Class 2A semifinals, the 8th-ranked Grundy Center Spartans bottled up number 2 Trainer with sticky defense, and Haley Wallace made some key plays down the stretch in a 42-39 victory that sends Grundy Center to the 2A championship. With an all-junior starting lineup, Grundy Center will try to win its second title at 5 p.m. tonight. The Spartans won their first championship in 2005, taking the 2A crown in the last year the tournament was played at Veterans Memorial Auditorium. Wallace led Grundy Center with 18 points, including the go-ahead basket with 37 seconds left. She also grabbed 6 rebounds, and her lone assist was a big one. Sarah Lindemann added 7 points for the Spartans. Kylie Willis scored 6, and Brooke Flatter pulled down 9 rebounds to go with 5 points. Grundy Center kept Trainer from getting the ball inside to Madeline Deichler, and the Cardinals didn't make enough perimeter shots to force the Spartans to change their defense. Connor Sudman led Trainer with 16 points. Kayla Chapman scored 14. Trainer trailed by as many as 9 points before Chapman scored 7 points on an 11-0 third-quarter run that got the Cardinals back in it, and the game stayed close the rest of the way. Trainer was leading 33-32 when Wallace got the ball in the lane and passed it out to Lindemann at the top of the key. Lindemann drilled a 3-pointer, and Wallace followed with 2 free throws after being fouled on a drive, putting them up 37-33. The Cardinals weren't finished, though, and tied it at 39 on Sudman's long three with 50 seconds left. Wallace quickly broke the tie with a runner in the lane, and Flatter sank a free throw for the final point after rebounding a Trainer miss. Sudman's contested 3-point shot at the buzzer fell short. Grundy Center, which has lost only to state tournament qualifier AGWSR, takes a 24-1 record to the finals. Trainer, last year's state runner-up, finishes at 23-2. In the other 2A semifinal game, it went to triple overtime before Cascade got by North Union. 62-53 was the final in that one. That other 1A semifinal, New Ofonda beat Central Decatur 61-49. So tonight it will be the 2A and 1A championship along with the 3A championship. And the 2A championship will feature Grundy Center taking on Cascade and the 1A title game between Springville and New Ofonda coming up this evening in Des Moines. In college basketball, if this was Trey Young's last home game for Oklahoma, he went out a winner. He had 15 points and 6 assists to help Oklahoma defeat Iowa State 81-60 on Friday night. The freshman who leads the nation in scoring and assists is projected to be a high draft pick if he leaves school. He has said he will sit down with his family after the season to make a decision. Cameron McGusty scored 18 points, and Christian James added 15 for the Sooners, who needed the win to strengthen their NCAA tournament resume after a blowout loss to Baylor earlier in the week. It was the first time Oklahoma won more than 10 points since January 3rd. Lindell Wigginton scored 20 points for Iowa State, which lost their 6th straight. The Cyclones were without injured starters Nick Weiler-Babb and Solomon Young for the 4th straight game, and they continued to struggle. They shot just 32% from the field. Those teams now move on to the Big 12 tournament next week. In the Missouri Valley Conference tournament, Dante Ingram had 13 points and 8 rebounds. Marquise Towns had 13 points and the game-clinching free throw with 2.3 seconds remaining. And top-seeded Loyola Chicago held off ninth-seeded Northern Iowa 54-50 on Friday in the Missouri Valley Conference tournament quarterfinals. Ingram's layup with 58 seconds to go had the Ramblers, who have their most wins since the 48-49 team, went 26-9. That shot put them up 51-43. A putback by Clint Carlson, 48 seconds, and a three-pointer from the right wing by Wyatt Lohaus after Loyola's miss on the front end of a 1-1 made it 51-48 with 30 seconds left. Loyola again missed a free throw, but UNI missed a three-pointer before freshman Lucas Williamson got his only points of the game with two free throws with 11 seconds left. Tawan Pickford scored on a putback for Northern Iowa before Towns iced it. Loyola, on a season-best eight-game winning streak, faces fifth-seeded Bradley in the semifinals on Saturday. Bennett Cook scored 20 points for UNI, who finishes the year at 16-16. Dante Thomas wrapped up his 13-point-14 rebound double-double with a putback with 1.2 seconds left to lift Bradley to a 63-61 win over Drake in the quarterfinals of that Missouri Valley Conference tournament. Darryl Brown led the fifth-seeded Braves with 24 points. He sank a clutch three-pointer to tie the game at 61 with 2:49 to play. Both teams had opportunities after that, but the four-seeded Bulldogs missed their last eight shots after Reed Timmer's three-pointer at 6:29 produced a 57-56 lead. Bradley had four misses between its last two baskets. Bradley faces league champion Loyola Chicago in the semifinals on Saturday. Drake, which hasn't played in a Missouri Valley Conference semifinal since 2008, closed the first half with a 10-2 run for a 35-27 lead. Bradley scored the first 12 points, though, of the second half, and Timmer led the Bulldogs with 18 points. Drake shot 29% from the floor in the second half and were out-rebounded 25-14 after intermission. And the Bulldogs see their season end also at 16-16. In women's college hoops, Carly Wagner and Kenesha Bell combined for 53 points, and Minnesota defeated Iowa 90-89 on Friday, despite a school and Big Ten tournament record 48 points by the Hawkeyes' Megan Gustafson. Wagner had 27 points and Bell 26, but the four-seeded Golden Gophers were not assured a semifinal date with top-seeded and 13th-ranked Ohio State on Saturday until Amanda Olinger's three-pointer missed as time ran out. Gustafson was 19 of 26 from the field and 10 of 12 from the foul line to surpass the 43 points that Ohio State's Kelsey Mitchell scored in 2016. Gustafson's last points, a three-point play, put the fifth-seeded Hawkeyes up 87-85 with 1:23 to play and broke the school record of 46 points set by Crystal Smith in 2005. Destiny Pitts, who had 14 points, quickly answered with the three-pointer for Minnesota, and Godiva Hubbard, who scored 15, made the steal and then two free throws at 52 seconds for a 90-87 lead. Iowa will now move on to the NCAA tournament. They have a record of 24-7. Bridget Carleton scored 14 of her 24 points in the first half, and number 7-seeded Iowa State rolled to a 74-49 victory over 10th-seeded Texas Tech on Friday night in the first round of the Big 12 Conference Tournament. Iowa State will play 7th-ranked and number 2-seed Texas in a Saturday quarterfinal. Also yesterday in the Big Ten tournament, it was Michigan State beating Wisconsin 63-60. Michigan topped Nebraska 77-58. Penn State was a 69-68 winner over Ohio State. And Purdue was an 82-75 winner over Rutgers. Today's semifinals have Michigan State playing Michigan at 1 o'clock, followed by Penn State and Purdue at 3:30. Missouri Valley Conference tournament, aside from the two games we told you about, Southern Illinois was a winner 67-63 over Missouri State, and Illinois State beat Indiana State 77-70. Today's semifinal schedule for the Mo Valley Conference tournament has Bradley taking on Loyola of Chicago at 2:30, and Illinois State will face Southern Illinois at 5 o'clock. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJAN. Sports has been brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.